You're giving Phil a pretty intense look, and because of the burns and your strange attitude, a fair number of people are looking in your direction, or trying to pretend they're not doing that. Phil says, "Are you sure here's a good place to talk?"
"I'm nervous about everywhere. They could bug your home, and the fewer people who know where I'm staying, the better. Nobody can hear us, and there's no way this is being recorded."
"It's about your research into Luna, isn't it?"
"I haven't been able to synthesize her blood, and the samples we have are running out."
"There's some new guys in charge of looking after Luna now. And what with all the big attacks going on and everything, I don't think anyone's going to be willing to look the other way on security lately."
"Except for you."
"Not anymore. You haven't been to Luna Island since you left. The military has been interested in us, and we've been interviewed with every letter agency the government has to offer. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them were mind readers, so it's lucky you didn't call me before now, since I could at least honestly say I didn't know where you went."
"Don't you think they would have fired you if they were using mind readers?"
"Or they've been waiting to see if you contact me. I don't know. It's a paranoid environment, is what I'm trying to tell you."
"Well, I understand your situation, but Mercury is breathing pretty heavily down my back. I'm going to write down a phone number. You can send a text to it if you're interested. Meanwhile, you can think of a number, and we can pay you that much in cash if you can provide us with another sample of Luna's blood."
Phil takes the number from you, but he says, "Daryl, I just don't know if I can use money while I'm in prison."
"I'm not asking you to say yes, just to give it thought, and to reach out if you decide it's worth the risk. That's all I need, and I shouldn't spend too much time in the open. I need to go."
"Are you going to be all right?"
"Thank you for your concern. I'll be fine." And then I hurriedly get out, get back to my car, and leave.
Well, there it is. And now we wait for Phil to send you a text. If he decides the money and Masterson's friendship is worth it, that is.
Actually, no, we don't. Go back to the apartment, take all the stuff off, wash off the makeup, put on my normal super gear, then drive down to Phil's personal residence.
He lives in an apartment near the docks, likely because it's close to the ferry that takes him to work. It's not a nice area, but being affordable probably helps out.
Okay, knock on the door.
He answers. He sees you and almost stumbles backwards. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, buddy.
Look, I didn't do anything. I didn't help anybody. I'm not doing anything.
Let myself inside. Relax, Phil. I haven't even asked any questions yet, and you're acting like you're in trouble. Hey, did you meet with someone today? Somebody important? Guy who's supposed to be dead, but for a few lucky souls in the know, he's not.
I didn't call him. I didn't do anything for him.
Hey, it's all right. The only thing you did was meet with a known criminal and not contact the authorities. Which actually is a crime, now that I think about it. Ah, man, Phil, it only now just dawned on me that it would be kind of bad. No wonder you're nervous.
I didn't know that was really going to be him. I mean, I might have just been a hoax or a prank call, so I went out to the bar to check it out.
Oh, yeah? I reach into his pocket and I take out the note that I gave him back at the bar. Who's this phone number for? If I call it, am I going to hear some cute girl from the bar? Or is it going to be Daryl Masterson on the other end?
Okay, look. I know it seems like I might have broken the law.
Yeah, and with as hot as things are now, that's pretty bad, Phil. It's not just normal aiding and abetting. It's aiding and abetting what's now being classified as terrorism. That means you can just up and disappear if the right people think so.
This is the first time I've talked to him since he quit his job at Luna Island.
Well, there's a first time for everything, including your first stay at an off-the-books prison camp. But genuinely, Phil, that's not why I'm here. I'm here because I think that you're an innocent dude, and I think that you'd like to prove it. See, I'm trying to track down Masterson and tie him to the bigger picture. I've been stalking his movements, but it's tough to get any deeper into his circle. Until just now, because he called you. He needs something from you, right?
What do you want me to be an informant?
With any luck, Phil, I'm the first guy here who realized what you stumbled into. Yeah, you can be an informant, and if you do that, I think that means you're innocent. If not, things are about to get messy. What do you think?
Like I do this, and then you don't press charges?
Not at all. If you do something illegal because law enforcement asked you to, that's entrapment. You can't be busted for that. All I want you to do is keep talking to Masterson. Offer to help him out and keep me informed on what the two of you talk about. See, this way, you can't be arrested because I'm here asking you to do these illegal things you might have been thinking about doing, which I know you weren't going to do because you're an upright law-abiding citizen all along, right?
Look, I really don't know anything about Masterson or what he's been up to.
You want to tell it to a judge? Or try to explain it to Mr. McIntosh on Luna Island? You know, he and Freeze Frame have a pretty close relationship. I know you've seen Freeze Frame go in there and have little business talks before. It's basically all Lowry does, if I'm being honest. They blew up Unstoppable HQ, so we're on the warpath now. And there's a lot of ways we can make a guy's life hard for not cooperating. I'm not asking you what you already know, Phil. I'm asking you to find out.
Won't Mercury kill me?
Oh, well, that's my favorite part. I'm gonna kill Mercury.
I've never been... I haven't done this kind of thing. Are there rules? Isn't there something I have to sign?
Normally, yeah. If you work through the FBI or a government agency, there's a whole process of background checks for people who have come forward willingly with useful information. I came to you, though, Phil. And I work in the private industry, where our company has its own rules. Right now, we're not talking about pay.
Okay, but surely you can't just wave a magic wand and then make me safe from prosecution if I do something illegal. Even if you told me to do it. Because, look, don't we have to talk to a judge?
You're a lot calmer about all this than I thought you'd be, honestly.
Are you kidding? I've been pressed through the ringer ever since Daryl started doing crimes. It wasn't a secret that I was a friend of his. I've lost count of how many people have asked me about it or offered to pay me if I could produce useful information. I have been over this with people.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I probably should have considered that before I came out here.
I mean, come on. Some of my friends are cops. I know how a lot of these tricks work. You're trying to get me to say something incriminating, but if you had anything serious, you'd be arresting me and we'd be discussing it through a lawyer. You're not doing that. So obviously you're just trying to mess with me until you get probable cause.
But you did meet with Daryl, though.
I got a phone call from an unknown number, so I go to the location they say to meet at, and sure enough, it was really him. Now, you've caught me at home, and you know what? I will tell the police. I met Daryl. You can have the phone number. I'm telling you right now. I won't call it myself. I don't want to. If you'd given me a chance to come forward, I would have. If you think that's not true, then let's go ahead and arrest me. Let's tell a lawyer about it, and let's tell a judge.
I already said I'm not going to arrest you, buddy. I'm here to tell you that you're going to call Daryl Masterson back. You're going to find out what he wants to do, and you're going to cooperate enough to help me nail these guys.
Yeah, and what do I get if I help? I could call the FBI, but they top your offer.
Freeze Frame and Jack are friends. It's Jack with the FBI. What's going to happen is you'll do this, or we will destroy you.
That's extortion.
A skyscraper in the middle of the city just got knocked down, and we now have an overly broad warrant to do whatever we want to get a handle on it. I am not in the mood to play around negotiating fees or asking Mother May I from a judge. You help me, and I will not have my company ruin everything you have ever touched. And you would not believe how bad it could get. One phone call and you'd be banned from almost every fast food restaurant in the country. Two phone calls and you'll have to drive out of town to find a doctor. And that's after your insurance drops you. Unstoppable Industries has friends and connections.
Oh, you know what? This is exactly the kind of thing that made Daryl crazy. He used to see Freeze Frame come in and talk about people like they were products. And don't get me wrong, some of the guys locked up in the island are crazy pieces of meat. But that doesn't make them meat safe for selling. Daryl used to rant about it. He promised that he was going to break out of it. He hated you, especially, Kimon, the betrayer of men.
You know, not a lot of guys would have the balls to talk to me like that, especially under these circumstances.
You're a has-been. Your company's on the ropes. The real hero who mattered died. Your building got blown up. There's blood in the water and sharks are circling. Don't you think we noticed around Luna Island? Of course, McIntosh is complaining we're going to get a slowdown in product, basically. So tell me, if I help you arrest Daryl, is he considered super talented enough to get into Luna Island? Is he a piece of meat we sell?
A guy who can make a gun out of a paperclip and some chewing gum is normally considered dangerous beyond the levels of normal containment. There's usually something superhuman behind that.
So great, I help you out, and a guy who used to be my friend is now an inmate I've got to watch, assuming I keep my job. And because you work off the books, I don't even get paid to be an informant.
I will make things worse if you don't cooperate.
You know what? I believe it. And fine, as a good upstanding citizen of this city, I'll meet with Daryl for you. You want me to wear a wire, or does it not matter since you can't do anything with this in court?
All I need out of you is where to find him and his boss. You get me that and we're square.
Yeah, real square.
Here, call this number when you got info. Don't make me come to you again.
Phil takes the number and puts it in his pocket, along with Daryl's number.
Don't wait.
As you leave, he throws a rude gesture at you. Normal person probably wouldn't catch it from the corner of their eye, but you've got super senses and can hear where his body is, so you know it's the middle finger.
That's understandable. You get more flies with honey and all, but Kimon doesn't have any honey for this guy. Anyway, I'm gonna go stop back at the new office hotel to keep tabs on everyone and check up on if they found anything in the computers.
Okay, the current office is just Lowry's hotel suite, so you knock on the door and Lowry answers.
Oh, Kimon, I'm glad you're here. Oh, really? That's never a good sign. Well, there's maybe a reason why you're seeing a pattern like that, and it has to do with you. Michael informed me a little bit ago that the two of you had an altercation.
An altercation? Oh, yeah. But I mean, it wasn't really fighting with him.
He tells me that you placed your hands on him, which makes that an altercation with him, regardless of how you saw it or how you felt about it. Can you just cut it short? What are you whining about, Lowry?
Well, I've been going back and forth in my own head a lot about how I'd like to handle this. You know, if you were anybody else, you'd be let go from this company for grabbing Michael. I mean, he's Rudy's brother, and the primary shareholder of the company now.
But you made me the poster bad boy. So if you let me go because of bad boy behavior, the only thing that'd happen is you lose sales.
Kimon, we are in a time of incredible stress right now. What this company does not need are elements of volatility, or the feeling that any of our coworkers are unhinged animals liable to bite them without warning.
All right, maybe I shouldn't have grabbed Michael. I don't have it out for him. I'm sure if he has a problem with it, we can talk about it.
It's not just Michael. Of course, Flux has also expressed a few complaints as well, and I can tell you he's afraid of you.
The only thing Flux does is complain and be afraid of things. We pay him six figures to whine like a child about how things should be instead of endeavoring to make things be that way.
Well, I've got something that I think will make things better. I'd like to renegotiate your terms with us.
Rudy and I already discussed terms when I signed on, and he agreed to let certain things stand in perpetuity.
Right. Under the condition that you didn't break laws or perform any sort of espionage against the company. And when you put hands on Michael, you broke the law. Ergo, whether Michael presses charges or not, if you really want to get into the weeds of the terms you already signed, it's all already void. You voided them.
Okay, then how about I walk? You can tell the board and the public that you let Kimon go because he was mean and he hurt your feelings.
We could spread rumors that letting you go was part of a false cover to let you infiltrate the criminal underground, just as a thought. There's a few ways I can spin it to make it work. We've had this conversation before, and I didn't walk away from it satisfied with feeling like I'm being bound by you. Besides, that's on top of the fact that we both know that you'd be restless taking the hit to your status. You like being the big man. If you had to lower yourself to basic PI work or being a beat cop, you'd pull your own beard off out of frustration. You'd never make it into a special unit. They'd catch all your personal problems too fast. And aside from that, you still have a very public set of convictions, even though they were pardoned, which is going to limit anything you can do in enforcement. I think, actually, you're in much worse shape in the case where you walk out the door. Oh, and of course, your pardons are nullified in the event you committed a crime, which grabbing Michael was.
Oh, you got my psych profile all figured out. Except, what exactly does the renegotiation entail if it isn't a hit to my status? And if Michael is going to testify that I broke the law, where is he? Why not be here to tell me the news himself?
For the same reason you don't walk into a tiger's cage to slap it in the face. If you think Flux is nervous about you, imagine how bad it must be for an ordinary guy like Michael.
I barely touched him. This is a load of overhyped garbage, and you know it.
No, you are the definition of overhyped garbage. Sure, you have some ability, but you are not performing at nearly any level that could justify tolerating your behavior. There are other people with powers who can replace you. In fact, it might be time to start moving away from the era of Captain Momentum and realize that we need to start building a brand with new heroes to fill the void. Without him, we just have you and me. I'm the down-home All-American. I love apple pie and the companies that make apple pie. But we can't maintain a company ourselves on the twin pillars of apple pie and pure cantankerous evil.
That much we can at least agree on. And by the way, your apple pie about as much as the processed apple-flavored cornstarch slurry they sell in a bag happens to be apple pie. One of the real tragedies of this country is when people stop being able to remember the difference.
Look, the bottom line is, we're going to renegotiate the terms of your employment, or we're going to start discussing what a post-Kimon future looks like for this company. And from where I'm sitting, honestly, it looks pretty bright. I'd kind of like to run this business without Kimon in it. So, honestly, it's up to you.
What are the terms, Lowry?
Well, I've got them all on paper, but before I hand you those, first I need you to sign an NDA.
You need a non-disclosure agreement just for me to look at the terms to see if I even want to agree to them? Is that even enforceable?
Yes. You sign an NDA, and in exchange, we consider a negotiation to retain you as an employee. We both get something. It's enforceable.
All right, fine. Who am I going to tell? Give me the NDA.
I hand Kimon an NDA. It's a standard document basically saying he won't publicly disclose anything he's about to read in the following document.
Okay, read it over carefully, make sure I'm not agreeing to anything ridiculous, and then sign it.
Yeah, it's a fairly short document. The next packet, however, was put together with the help of Kelvin McDonnell and his team of lawyers. It's a very large document, and very confusingly worded.
What is all of this?
It outlines your responsibility to the company going forward. One of the things that we'll be able to dictate is your uniform and when you'll wear it.
What's your problem with the gi? All the toys have me in the gi. It's my look.
Yes, but there are times when we'd like every superhero to appear as though they're part of a greater whole. You being such a separate part of everything has been a problem. Some days I think I'd like for us all to just be in uniform so that when we talk about unstoppable industries, people aren't thinking about a few colorful individuals, and instead they're thinking about the company itself.
Except for you, of course, who stands as its spokesperson, and who the PR teams will continue to describe as apple pie, but without all the honest admissions as to what kind of apple pie you are.
That's how most companies operate, Kimon. People in my position get the kind of pay that we do because we're responsible for creating the light the companies are seen in. A company led by apple pie means the company is apple pie. My job is to make sure we're not seen as something else.
Your job is generously just whatever you decide it is. A lot of your pay comes from brand deals and stock investments, which are detached from our actual job performance. I'm on the streets and you're never there. You've never been there. If you are what the company won't be a superhero company. I understand and respect the appeal of a uniform, but if you want to make yourself the autocrat that stands above and egotistically is the company, then what's the point for the rest of us in the company?
I didn't ask for your feedback.
You know, in my previous line of work, we called what you want henchmen. But you still always elevate a few henchmen, and a good villain listens to them. Because a villain's reputation is important, but his organization's competence is more important.
You are not a henchman. You will still be acting as a hero for this organization. Just in a more scripted role with less face time.
Look, I can't read all of this in one sitting and sign it. The whole thing is a labyrinth. And I'm not a lawyer, so I'd like to have Snakeman look at it for me and explain the details.
And I'd like for you to sign this now or leave the company.
If you pressure me to sign it without reading it, then it's not a valid contract. You know that one's true at least.
Snakeman is not permitted to see this contract. Nobody is except for you and I.
I'm still not convinced you can enforce an NDA that exists just to prevent me from seeing what the contract was. This feels like it would be illegal, especially if it stops a lawyer from helping me out.
I'm giving up important proprietary information, and you're agreeing not to disclose what it is. That's an exchange.
Perhaps if I could just speak to a lawyer, I would know the difference.
And perhaps I can report you for a crime, and then you can go to Luna Island.
Now, would that be worse for the company than me walking away? I wonder. It's a fragile and chaotic time.
Look, no one is permitted to know our business strategies, and I can enforce that, legally.
But you made me sign the NDA under the coercive threat of having me arrested if I didn't. Now, I understand you feel I broke the law. But if we drew this into a legal fight, I'm not sure that anything happening now is legal.
It's as legal as I can afford it to be, okay? Do you understand? If you want to tangle with me in civil court over an NDA, then fine. We'll see who runs out of money first.
When your investments in unstoppable industries tank, are you still going to have money?
I've diversified my portfolio, thanks.
All right, look, I'm obviously just going to need to take some time to understand all this. Just give me a while to read it.